Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ovick Roy is our guest. A-V-I-C is his first name, R-O-W, second name, Ovick Roy, senior fellow with Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.org, right, Ovick?
It's A-V-I-K-S-A-R-O-Y.
What did I say?
On Twitter.
What did I say?
A-V-I-C.
I'm sorry. A-V-I-K. I'm looking at it right here. Why didn't I say what I was looking at? A-V-I-K. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
A-V-I-K. No problem.
Ovick Roy, and it's manhattan-institute.com, right? .org.
A-Roy at Manhattan Institute, manhattan-institute.org. If you want to email me, blog is blogs.forbes.com/A-Roy, and you can find my Twitter and all my other stuff there.
So check it out, folks. Jonathan Gruber was one of the architects of Obamacare, and he's recently put out something where he talks about how many people will lose coverage if Obamacare should happen to be repealed. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we don't yet know what he. I mean, he's Gruber, from what I understand, is going to come out with two analyses. So he's going to put out something today through an organization called Families USA, which is a pro-Obamacare activist group. And then next week, supposedly, he's coming out with perhaps another analysis that's being sponsored by the Commonwealth Fund, which is a liberal think tank that focuses a lot on health care. So he's going to put out these two analyses. He's pretty busy, and he's a guy who's been an Obama advisor on healthcare for the entire administration, effectively. And he presumably is going to argue, why put out these analyses now, right before the election, unless he believes that they are electorally relevant. And
right.
So presumably, because he's an Obama guy, and these are liberal activist groups that are sponsoring these studies, presumably they're going to try to make the case that Obamacare is going to do great things and make everybody happy and flowers and daisies in everyone's pots, and Romney's plan is going to be terrible and do bad things for everybody. So, I wrote a blog post about this a couple days ago where I said, okay, well, first of all, when it comes to Obamacare, he's been wrong. So, in 2009, he very loudly said that Obamacare, and this is a direct quote, for sure would reduce insurance premiums.
Right.
That's what he said in 2009. And then in 2011, 2012, he contracted with a bunch of state governments to consult with them and explain the law to them. And he told the state governments that that actually the law was going to raise premiums by as much as 30%.
Mm. Wow.
So, I thought this was a scandal at the time, and I wrote about it. I wrote a long blog post about this a few months back.
Well, it was a scandal. It just didn't get reported other than probably you.
Well, I was probably the only person who actually read through his reports, who's in a position to write that kind of a story and who could digest it or had the patience to digest all the technical language.
This is why, people, you can't rely on the mainstream media to get to the truth about what's going on, whether on either side. Republicans or Democrats, whatever's going on in Washington, if you really want to know the truth, you're going to have to be a little more diligent and be a little more comprehensive consumer of information. What do you think, Ovick?
Well, I think the absolute worst people in terms of covering these healthcare debates have been the so-called fact-checkers. These liberal fact-checking organizations like PolitiFact have been absolutely terrible. On Medicare reform, they actually are contributing to factually inaccurate descriptions.
The fact checkers are distributing.
Obamacare is saying.
The fact checkers are distributing falsehoods. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you could have a whole industry. Unfortunately, it wouldn't pay you much, but you could have a whole industry that's devoted to fact checking the fact checkers, and you'd be pretty busy. It would be a pretty depressing job, but that's a big part of the problem here. And I do that from time to time on my blog. I say, but the fact checkers are just incredibly dishonest at points, and certainly at the very least lazy, to take the most charitable interpretation, very lazy. They'll call up a bunch of liberal experts take the administration's public line and then say, okay, well, Romney must be lying. It's like, okay, well, if you talk to partisan Democrats and liberal think tanks, you're going to get that answer.
Right.
You know?
Well, and this seems to be pervasive throughout, and it's very troubling, and it's one of the things. This election is a very serious, very important election, Ovik, and we all need to be doing we're going to have to work a little harder to find out the truth. If you really want the truth. We're all going to have to work a little harder to get it. Ovik, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Ovik Roy, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Manhattan Institute and also his apothecary, his healthcare policy blog over at Forbes.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.